Okay, it is November 14, 2006. The time is currently 20:28 hours. Detective Scott Peterson, identification number 2238. I'm speaking with firefighter. He is normally assigned to Station 41 in Simi Valley for the Ventura County Fire Department. However, tonight he was working Station 31 in the Thousand Oaks area. On this evening, did you respond to a gunshot victim at? And I take it, as I stated before, you were assigned to Station 31 this evening?
Yes, Engine 31.
Engine 31?
31.
Okay. And were you working overtime this evening?
Shift trade.
Shift trade. Okay. At approximately what time did you and your personnel receive the call of this gunshot victim?
Gosh, I don't recall the exact time. We were on a TC on the freeway, on the 101 northbound.
You and the Station 31 crew?
Yes. Okay. And we got responded to this call immediately as we were wrapping up things there.
Okay.
And responded, and I, to be honest with you, I don't know what time
That's
it was.
That's fine. Do you remember what kind of information was relayed to you about this from the dispatcher?
The only information I can recall is we got a gunshot victim to stage for per PD.
Okay.
And wait for them to let us in.
About how long do you think it took you to respond from the traffic accident and arrive on scene for the gunshot victim?
I'd say approximately 3 minutes, maybe a little bit longer.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you in chronological order to go over the events of what occurred.
Okay.
Other than Engine 31, Squad 31, did any other fire personnel respond to the scene?
No.
Okay. Were you the driver of the engine or a passenger?
Negative, I'm a passenger, firefighter sitting in the back.
Okay. Upon arrival, where was the engine parked?
The engine was parked heading into the driveway, probably...
The driveway of the scene?
Yes.
Could you tell me what kind of scene was it? A residential neighborhood, apartment complex?
Apartment complex.
Apartment complex.
We pulled down the driveway. There was a cop car on our left and a cop car to the front of the engine as we nosed into the scene.
Okay.
And parked in the scene where the victim was laying was to the driver's side or to the left of our vehicle, approximately 20-25 feet.
So it was on the driver's side of the vehicle was where the victim was?
Yes.
And that was on the left side?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me, what did you do when you first got there?
When I first got there, I immediately got out of the engine and went over to our two paramedics who were currently working on the victim. I was told to start bagging the victim or supplying oxygen to the victim because he wasn't breathing on his own.
Okay, let me stop you right there. Okay. When you saw the victim, how was he positioned?
He was laying prone with his head facing towards the direction of our engine, feet facing the opposite direction.
Now when you say prone, is that on stomach or back?
On back.
Okay. How was he dressed? Face up. Okay.
Face up. At that time, they were in the process of cutting his shirt off.
Do you remember what color shirt?
White t-shirt.
Okay.
And he had black, looked like Levi-type pants on with a black leather belt with a chrome buckle, black and white tennis shoes.
Okay.
White socks after they pulled the tennis shoes off.
Okay. So you are told to begin bagging the victim.
Correct.
Did you immediately start doing that?
Yes.
Okay. And what happened around you as the victim was being, as you were bagging the victim?
The paramedic handed me the bag valve mask, which is what we use to bag the victim. At that time, they were setting up to do IVs on the victim, and people were cutting clothes off of the victim to expose any gunshot wounds. Then my next step was to try and connect our bag valve to our supplemental oxygen tank.
Mm-hmm.
So I was bagging with one hand and getting the tank over with the other so I could connect the hose to the tank, turn the tank on.
Now, at any point, did you see any injuries on the gunshot victim?
After they exposed the chest area and removed the shirt, I noticed the gunshot wound, the hole to the upper right quadrant of the chest, upper just below the clavicle.
Any other injuries you noticed?
I noticed his left thumb had a nick on it. Couldn't tell if it was maybe from a gunshot wound or if he had hit it on the ground. Or
when you say nick, are we talking laceration or an abrasion?
More of an avulsion, actually, where a little flap of skin was kind of hanging off, a little blood.
So you're dealing with the oxygen tank and the bagging of the gunshot victim. What did you do next?
That's basically what I did the rest of the time.
Okay.
I was advised by the medic to continue bagging throughout the entire time we were there, so that's all I did was bag.
While the victim was receiving treatment from all the personnel at the scene, did you notice anything unusual on the victim or around the victim at all?
Unusual, I noticed a lot of tattooing
on his
body, upper chest area and arms.
Did you notice any objects?
Once the pants were cut off of the victim,
mm-hmm.
and they were cut down the sides of his legs, and then the medics tried to pull the pants out from underneath the victim,
mm-hmm.
is when a gun appeared in the pants.
Can you describe the gun for me?
Black, probably composite. To me, it looked like a Glock.
Semi-automatic firearm?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Probably .40 caliber. I'm guessing it looked a little larger than a 9, but kind of hard to...
Was it in firing position, or was the slide lock backed?
It was in firing position. The slide was not locked back. Whether the trigger was, cocked or not, I could not tell that.
Was the grip of the gun pointed up towards the suspect's head, or pointed in a direction away from the suspect's body, or pointed down towards the suspect's feet?
As they pulled the pants out and the gun was exposed, the gun was actually laying with the barrel pointing towards the victim's right thigh area.
So what direction was the grip?
The grip was pointing upwards.
Upwards towards
the victim's head.
Hold on for just a minute. Peterson? Hey, dude, can I give you a call back in a few? I'm right on an interview. ER. Deputy's with him. Okay. All right, Bert. Thanks. Bye. Now, when you saw the gun, do you have any idea where the gun would have been placed on his body in relation to where you saw it, or do you not know?
No, like I said, it was probably at just above knee level, maybe at the thigh level, laying on the ground as it was, as the pants were pulled away from the victim.
Okay.
No telling where it came from or where it had been prior to.
When you saw the firearm, did anybody do anything with it?
No. The medic, off of Squad 31, was the one that alerted everybody, hey, we've got a gun here, and he's evidently scared of guns, so he said, we need to get this gun out of here, and everybody said, don't touch it, don't move it, leave it right there. It was the pants. We needed to pull the pants and the gun away from the victim slightly so that we can get the victim loaded onto the backboard, so the pants and the gun were slid away laterally from the victim, maybe another 5 to 8 inches at
okay.
the most. And other than that, nobody touched the gun or put their hands on the gun at all.
Did a uniformed patrol officer at any time secure the weapon?
There was an officer there that was standing...
Deputy Sheriff?
Yes.
Okay.
That was standing at the feet of the patient after we told them about the gun. He came over and was standing at the feet of the patient, saw where the gun was, and said, okay, don't move it until I can come back and secure it.
Okay. After you saw the gun, what happened next?
We continued mobilizing the victim onto our backboard,
mm-hmm.
and then onto the gurney, and then into the ambulance.
Were you in the back of the ambulance as the victim was being transported here to Los Robles?
Negative. I actually took the paramedic squad and drove it here to follow up for them.
Okay.
To the hospital.
All right. At any time at the scene, was he ever conscious?
No.
Did the suspect ever say anything at the scene that you heard?
No.
No? So, is there anything I haven't asked you that you feel I should know, or that you remember that I just didn't ask?
I don't believe so. I think that's pretty much it.
Okay.